Reports coming out of Syria suggest that the army has retaken control of the ancient Christian town of Sadat from al-Qaeda-linked militants. This follows week-long clashes in the town, which is located north of Damascus. The al-Nusra Front insurgents had recently captured key areas of the town, including a checkpoint that gave them control of the western part. The fighting forced many people to flee to the nearby city of Homs or to remain trapped in their homes. Sadat has a strategic location near the main highway leading to the Syrian capital. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Muhammad Ali, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Syrian capital. Muhammad, what more do we know about the recapturing of Sadat?
Yes, what we know is that the Syrian army and government forces were able to regain control of Sadat area. Now, this is a town in Homs countryside, which is a very strategic town because of its geographical location. It lies in between Al-Qalamun area and Damascus countryside and Palmyra and Homs countryside. And of course, as you know, in both places there are foreign-backed militants. So this is like in the middle of a line, of a supply line between the two areas where foreign-backed militants are present. This is the first thing. The second is that the Syrian government forces also cleared it from foreign-backed militants who entered the city or town, small town at least, we can say, a couple of days ago. They killed more than 9 civilians in the main square of Sadat. This is a Christian city, of course, an ancient Christian city. We know that the Syrian government now is in full control over there. Why the militants enter is first because of its geographical location, second to loot the medical equipment and medicines inside the hospitals because they're in need of such medicines over there. However, now it is fully under the control of the Syrian army. And over here we have to also note that we have witnessed during the Syrian unrest that foreign-backed militants have been attacking specifically Christian villages and areas. We know minorities, meaning they have attacked Ma'loula before, they displaced their residents, and now it is Sadat. However, it is now fully under the Syrian government forces' control.
Right, so going forward, Mohammed, what are we hearing about the political situation as it stands right now? We have heard, of course, those insurgent groups, some of them saying that going to Geneva will be like treason. What are the other opposition groups saying, and what is the government saying about that?
Well, we know that the Syrian government has made it clear on several occasions that it is willing to take part in any effort that would help find a political solution for the Syrian unrest. The Syrian president has said that, and also other government members. The Syrian government will send its representatives to Geneva too if it was held. However, we still see division among the opposition groups, especially that are formed and stationed outside the country, foreign-based opposition. We know that the so-called National Coalition is divided on whether to go or not. Up till this moment, we know also that there are the National Syrian National Council, so-called Syrian National Council, also divided. However, there are opposition sides that are inside the country and even outside, like the National Coordination Committee for Democratic Change. We know that it is willing also to go and find a peaceful solution for the Syrian unrest without preconditions. But still, armed groups on ground still reject that. Yesterday, we've seen more than 20 armed groups rejecting, as you have just said, to take part in any political solution. And of course, this undermines the establishment of this solution, or at least even holding such a conference.